7:50 at KMJ. Good morning. I'm Tony Maness, joined by Gabe Dillard from the Business Journal. Good morning, Gabe.
Good morning, Tony.
I love exploring Fresno restaurants, new ones, the best restaurants. And you have the list of the Valley's best eateries for us this morning?
Yes, exactly. This is according to the Fresno chapter of the California Restaurant Association. They're hosting their 28th annual Best of the Valley Award ceremony tonight in downtown Fresno. It's a pretty anticipated event. It's kind of like the Oscars of local restaurants. So members of this association, and this is restaurant owners, people in the restaurant industry, they pick four nominees in 34 different categories. And examples of categories are Best Breakfast, Best Fine Dining Restaurant of the Year. There's actually a couple of new categories this year, which is really exciting. That includes Best Food Truck and Best Coffee. And Peter DiNuzzo, owner and operator of Mike's Pizzeria Lounge, and that's at West and Shields here in Fresno, he's going to be receiving the Lifetime Achievement Award. It's an award they give out for each year for the award ceremony. His family's been around for his family business has been around for about 57 years. He took it over from his parents, who were immigrants from Italy. And from what I hear, the pizza there is the real deal. So you can go to thebusinessjournal.com to find all the nominees and come back tomorrow. We'll tell you who the winners are, and you and I be sure to visit all of them.
Yes.
Good food and drink.
I'm anxious to hear that list, and I'm told that my partner, Matt Otstad, is actually the MC for that event this evening, Gabe. So breaking news right there.
Better.
I know. Man, get that in the Business Journal. All right. So some of us get emotional about wine. What does that mean?
Yes, I've seen it many times. the Fresno State researchers at Fresno State are digging a little deeper to see specifically how people respond to the smell of wine. So this is a research study that's being done at the Jordan Agricultural Research Center. And it's doing is measuring the physiological reactions that people have to the smell of certain wines. So they hook you up to all these different sensors and monitors. And as you sniff wine, it's going to measure your facial movements, whether, you know, you have the tiniest smile or frown. If you get sweat on your fingertips after smelling this wine, if your breathing maybe gets a little bit deeper or faster, your heart rate, the whole nine yards. And apparently this study is like unprecedented in the scientific literature relating to wine. The idea is to identify the hundreds of different smells in wine. There's hundreds of different smells in a bottle, and if they're perceived in a positive or negative way. So basically the goal is to create a database that has all the molecules that create the best bodily reaction. And obviously, so a winemaker can be sure they end up in the bottle. The cool thing is this is a two-year study. It's conducted in three stages, and they need 30 participants for each phase, and they're actually inviting people to sign up to see if they'd like to volunteer. And you could go to thebusinessjournal.com and click on the article to do that. It's no word on whether you actually get to drink the wine, but you're definitely going to be sniffing a lot of it. So.
That's an awesome idea, Gabe. You always fill us in with some great information, buddy. Thanks very much. We'll look forward to looking into the Business Journal tomorrow morning and finding out the Valley's best eateries. You have a great week, Gabe, all right?
Same to you, Tony.
Try to stay out of trouble, buddy. I know that's difficult for a guy like you. You got kids. They'll get you in trouble. Yeah. All right, Gabe Dillard from the Business Journal. Again, if you want more on these stories, all news that is business, make sure you pick up a copy or go online and check out the Business Journal.